Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 28th of the 7th month, 2025. It is a Monday evening and we are doing better. Ha! Osandaru kahori ke priest. So, whoa. Don't I have a story to tell? Good evening, beloved. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to call, in case you would like to talk to me after such a long time. You know, I went to the cram duels and then I'm back. I'm dope and I'm back at it. I'm back. Ha, guys. So. Initially, we're gonna get to the part where we talk about the topic and stuff, ne? Mara, I just wanted to ask you, Omorashike, Hamud, in discourage, why do you guys discourage other people to drink their medication? Didn't Mugel almost die? How? Eh? Alright, so Cheka, you know, when I was pregnant, when I was in Mete Guerrero, I developed something called high blood pressure. Now, really, this high blood pressure, it was most supposed to be a pregnancy thing, you know, because maybe the baby's heavy. Maybe you are having too much stress. Maybe the stress is also getting to you. Maybe. So we are diagnosed with blood pressure, high blood pressure. Okay. Now everybody's like, no, but you're so young. You're so young. You must just do this and just do that and just do this. You're so young. Okay. So we drink our medication during pregnancy and then we wash you like with the baby. Wash. Kokanyote, hello. We wash you like with the baby. And, a month after that, the doctor is like, okay, I'm just going to keep you on the high, on the blood pressure medication, the high blood pressure medication for just a little while. And then you can get off because it's just a pregnancy thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, we got this, whatever. You know, like when you are a matriarch, guys, you tend to look at things and understand the protocol. You tend to understand, kucha, this is the direction in which we are going. You tend to understand, kucha, oshwekenga. This is the direction. This is how we are going to do it. This is when we are going to do it. And this is exactly, we must trust the people in the chair more. All right. So, mina, I'm trusting. And then we do our 2 months after the baby. And then they're like, no, it didn't go down yet. Let's just do another 2 months. And I'm like, okay, cool. We do another 2 months. And then the doctor's like, no, now you're fine, man. You can get off. How? Because it was just a pregnancy thing. It's not just kucha. The doctor is encouraging, no, you must not drink blood pressure medication. It was a pregnancy thing. All right. So we go down 1 year. You know, I'm feeling all kinds of weird in my body, but you know, we soldier on most because we think everything is normal. We think everything is linked to other things, but it's not. But okay. We soldier on 1 year, you know, swollen fingers today, swollen feet tomorrow, swollen what? And then, headaches here, dizziness here. I just didn't eat today. Maybe I must just go eat something. And then, okay. So a year goes by and then Mukali fine, and then a year and 2 months go by, and then I was under a lot of pressure, you know, I was under a lot of pressure, and then the doctor's like, okay, just go back to the medication until you become like your blood pressure goes down and settles down, and then you just avoid stress, you know, because this is something that came from pregnancy. Eh? It's real when they say something comes from pregnancy, it really just comes from pregnancy. There are people that experience high blood pressure in pregnancy, and then after that, they were scot-free, they were fine, they never had a day in their lives where they looked at it again. Mina, I'm the opposite. Okay. So, I do my time. I do my time, and then I'm feeling better. I'm feeling good. Mara, the problem is I was doing my time for like 2 weeks, right? And then in the second week, I just started itching, you know, like around my mouth. I just started itching. It's like, what is this? Then I woke up the next day and then my whole mouth is swollen, like boof. Like Jay-Z kind of swollen, but even the down part is swollen. My whole lower face is basically swollen. So I'm like, how? What is this? And then my younger brother from my dad's side, he was living with us at the time. My younger brother walks by and then he's like, oh, blood pressure medication?
is it an Allopril? Then I'm like, yeah, it's an Allopril. And then he's like, yeah, dad was also allergic to it. It's like, how? This is an allergic reaction. Mina, I thought maybe a bee stung me or spider or something, but okay, go to the hospital. And then I get my shots, my dear. Eh? The shots for, what do you call it, Anu? For the allergies and what to subside and to go down. I'm like, okay, cool. Sharp man. Okay. So it goes down. It takes like a day or two to go down and then I get back to work. So I'm just putting this out here because you guys are most probably thinking, Mara, Mekwini, this year is missing too much work. Ha! My dear Mekwini, you're teham. Mekwini, tarukwa, my dear. So, and then, so now I have an allergic something. So this is the first time in my whole life. You know how bad I laughed. I've never been allergic to anything in my whole entire life. Ever. And then that medication came after using it for like 2 years, basically. All of a sudden, it's like it doesn't want anymore to deal with me. And boom, we're allergic now. How? The blood pressure is down, but your face is swollen. How? Okay, fine. Sharpie. Then we move on and then we are not on the medication anymore. They gave me something else. And then the blood pressure went down and then the allergies went down and then I was good. And then I went through my life, you know, like here, you know, matriarch. Here we're doing our thing. We're running up and down. We are chilling. We're relaxing. It's naman. Mara, then I think it was like, 3 months ago. Hey. 3 months ago, ladies and gentlemen, I started experiencing like deep pain. Eh? Like I've got headaches. I've got these migraines and these headaches. And then I've got nausea and then I've got dizziness. And then, my fingers are not swollen, but I can feel my body. Now what's happening? And then, you know, with me, I associate everything to the mind because I'm not doing anything inside my body that is not regular. So I'm not thinking that it's food that I'm eating or whatever. I'm just thinking, which a man, maybe I'm just depressed. Maybe I'm just anxious. Maybe I'm just stressed. And then I go to the pharmacy and I get over-the-counter anxiety meds because I know that is an existing problem that is there. So I'm like, okay, fine, let's do this. And then I've got this thing of, not really, I'm paying attention, but I'm not paying attention. And then I'm putting things in order, but I'm not actually putting things in order. It's basically, I'm in limbo with everything that I'm doing. I'm like in limbo. And I'm thinking to myself, Neman, but maybe I'm just unhappy. Like, what am I unhappy about? What is the problem? You know, what is it? And I will never think it's anything else. I'm just thinking, okay, maybe I need to go and see the shrink, you know. But then also, I'm one of those, you know, those smarty pants people. So I don't go there and then I basically just talk. No, I go there with a diagnosis already. I go there because I believe that in the time that I've spent with myself and especially on the time that I've spent working on myself, I know myself. I know myself well enough to know that there's something wrong. And now when I go to the doctor, I'm telling the doctor, okay, so doc, I think I'm anxious and I think I'm depressed and I think that this is something that I'm struggling with and this is the reason that I'm struggling with it. But when I look at my life, right, my life is one of those high functioning lives where constantly I'm on. I have to be on. So this is not out of the ordinary for me to have stresses. But why is it messing with me all of a sudden now? There is nothing that should be messing with me all of a sudden now because everything has to be rosy. Like I said here a couple of times, I'm living in answered prayers. So what is the problem? What is the problem with me then? Why am I irritable? Why am I annoyed? Why can't I handle loud sounds? Like, why am I this person? And then I dread, like, oh, Like, oh, I don't want to do nothing. I just want to lay down, and I don't want to lay down. I also want to just walk around. I don't want to walk around. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Arr! You know, and it's just a nightmare inside my head, right? Or inside my body. So I'm having this mini nightmare inside my body, and I'm trying to figure out what is it. And then I know this is a bit gnarly. This is a bit gruesome. Mara, we are going to share it anyways because we share everything most. We must share, Mara. We must just share. So then I get my menses, right? My woman time. It comes, and then it comes for like 2 weeks flat. And I'm thinking, you know what? Okay, so whatever problem I'm having psychologically, right? Because I'd never think that anything is body-wise. I just think that my mind attacks my body. That's all I think. I respect the psyche so much, right? I respect the psyche so much that I believe that everything inside your body, not unless it's external, where somebody stabs you, somebody bumps you, somebody does something to your body, right? Then that's something else. But everything else, ailment-wise and all of this, I believe that the mind detects it first, because the mind has a role, a very major role to play in it. You know that, do you know that you can even make yourself sick with your mind? You tell yourself every day that, oh, I'm a sick person, I'm a sick person, I'm a sick person, I'm a sick person. Bam! One day you're not coming out of bed anymore. Why? Because you're a sick person. And you've told your mind over a period of time that you are a sick person. So your mind is like, I know, when are we going to be like actually sick? Are we going to be like bedridden? Are we going to be like in a wheelchair? Or not even in a wheelchair, because in a wheelchair is maybe just something that it's just mobility. Right? So what are we going to be doing? Bedridden? We're going to be laying down all day. What are we going to be doing? You understand? So I think that your mind, when you think it a lot, it does happen. So I'm thinking, what's wrong with my mind? So I'm like, let's go to the woman doctor. Da, 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 da. I go to the woman doctor. What's that? There I am, marching into the gynecologist's office. My husband by my side, he is not having it. He is not happy about such things. He's like, sorry, what are you going to do? I'm like, pap smear. I must have cancer. Guys, we got a ruin, ladies and gentlemen. It is just trying to be assertive. Trying to know exactly what is happening inside your body. So I'm like, let's just go. Because I need to go and check if I've got cervical cancer. Because I'm checking now all the symptoms most. I'm checking all the symptoms. And I'm checking all what can happen to your body. And I'm checking, you know. And also, there by the menses, they didn't go away. It's been 2 weeks. And I'm like, maybe it's cancer. Or maybe it's pelvic what. Or something is wrong with the woman parts. Let me go and get them checked. So I'm going to the gynecologist. Man is like, nah, brah, I'm not going inside. Yeah, the things that you guys are going to do there is going to make me very uncomfortable. So it's better for me to sit outside and wait. So now this other gentleman comes out of the doctor's office with, with a file. And he was walking next to a lady. And, habibi. Habibi is on the other side. He's like, is that the doctor? And the doctor is also, you know, young, fresh, nice looking, tall, dark, and handsome. And he's looking like that. And Habibi is like, no. Is that the doctor? And I'm like, no, that's not the doctor. The doctor is a senior man that is chilling, you know? He's most probably inside there. He doesn't come out when you guys are coming out. He waits for you guys to disperse, and then he comes out, you know, like a hermit. And he's like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to wait for you outside, because I think that this is a level of privacy that I must give you, so that you can be free and talk all your problems, you know, woman stuff. And I'm like, no problem, because even me, it's just spreading legs. But you have to, most, because it's for the health, it's for the body, it's what you need to do. It is what it is. So I go to the doctor, Dr. Hail Mary. I go to the doctor. And, you know, my doctor, my doctor, guys, my doctor, my gynae. There's a reason that we only see gynaes like once a year, once in 2 years, once in 3 years. For me, the last time I saw him, I was 27, and I'm 34 this year. So my son was 3 and he's 10. It was 7 years ago. Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, that one is the doctor that you don't, you dread that kind of doctor. You're like, that kind of doctor. Okay. So I get there and the doctor's like, hi, my philosopher. Because I'm a philosopher. I'm a philosopher. I am a poet. I am a writer. I am an artist. You know, I'm a radio presenter. I am an artist. So he's like, my philosopher. I'm like, doctor, how you doing? Ah, no, I'm fine. How have you been? Are you still on the quest of finding out the truth? And I said, I still am, but I'm in a different avenue now. I was like, oh, so how is the baby boy? I'm like, not so baby anymore. The baby boy has a sibling. And then I catch him up and then he's like, so how's your kidney? I'm like, my kidney, last I checked, it was fine. I think, yeah. Last I checked, it was fine, but all in all, yeah, yeah, we're all good. Like, yeah, we're fine. And then he, you know, he does his thing. He's like, it's the tool, it's the gloves, it's a, come to my little office here. And he's like, you know, it's a gynecology office. So, gynae, you can take off your lower half stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm prepared. And your underwear. I'm like, yes. Yes, doctor. Yes. So I lay there on the linen saver and then, you know, it's a very awkward experience. To be honest, it is a very awkward experience to be looking up in the sky and having somebody, you know, inside your woman parts and still asking you questions that have nothing to do with your woman parts. Like, oh, so how are you writing your second book and how's that going? And it's like, yeah, yes, doctor, let me just focus on this. But okay. So we finished that up and you know, your handed tissues also like wipe yourself off. Like, okay. Thank you. You know, and then there's a little sonar. He's looking for the womb to make sure that nobody took out the womb. Because sometimes we walk around here and somebody took out the womb a couple of years ago and you don't even know it. You know, so he's checking and he's like, it looks like a womb, feels like a womb. I think it is a womb. I think it is a womb. And I was like, oh, thank God, right? We have a womb. Great. Can pop them babies. No problem. So we finish up and then, you know, it's that dice. It's like being in an unwanted, sexual relationship. You know, when you're done with that part, then he hands you a couple of tissues. Wipe yourself off. Wipe yourself off. You're like, woo, okay. I don't know. Thank you so much. You know, wipe yourself off and then you come out, but now. And you come in, then you sit, and then, you know, he wraps everything up because it was a pap smear. And then it was also just checking the mobility. Did you know that your uterus has to be mobile? It has to be flexible. You know, it cannot be stationary. It has to be flexible. Yeah. Did you know? I also didn't know until, you know, I was told that yours is not. Like, ooh, no, don't tell me such things. But anyhow, so we finish up and I'm like, okay, so I think that with that part, everything is fine. And he's asking me like, okay, so what are the issues that you have? And I'm like, right now, I've got this a deep, deep issue, like within myself. I'm fighting a decision that I want to make. And I don't know if I want to make it or not. And also, I'm just so afraid of making this decision. And, you know, and I'm talking, you know, and he's like, okay. So it could be that part of your problems that you are thinking that you're having are not actually they are not gynae related, but maybe, just maybe, it is a high level of stress. Ha, me, stressed, of course. Yeah, I'm stressed, but I didn't think it's a high level of stress. I mean, like, is everybody not having this level of stress, Hano? Eh? Everybody is, it's called adulting, Mos. This is what we do when we are adults. We just stress and stress and stress, Mos. Am I? Okay. So he's like, okay, let's just check your BP. So he checks my BP and my BP is at, 175, 180, 175 over 120, something like that. And he's like, yeah, this is extremely high. This is not good. This is too high.
Okay. And then he writes it down there, you know, and he's like, no, this is too high. Let me recommend you to a general practitioner so that the general practitioner can go and evaluate the body and evaluate like what's wrong, you know? And I'm like, yeah, because I'm so stressed, doc. And he's like, I don't think you should be stressed. I think then he gave me like literally do this and then do this and then do this, do this. Everything will work out. And I'm like, okay, I trust you because you're a senior man and I trust you because you also know my life and I also trust you because you're like, yeah, you're family, right? Yeah. So I get out of there, still feeling bad. And in my mind, I thought that actually before I get out, in my mind, I thought that I would get a prescription was like, for the back pains and the back aches and all of that. And he's like, no, I can't give you anything like that because right now we don't know what's wrong with the nether regions. So we will just have to, you know, thug it out and wait for the next appointment. Die volgende afspraak, okay? All right. And I'm like, okay, fine. Then I go to the pharmacy. I'm like, oh, guys, my head is killing me. My back is killing me. My legs are killing me. My body is telling me, yes, you're not feeling well. But my mind is saying you can go on. But my mind was the bane of my existence. Okay, so I get a little bit of a painkiller here, painkiller there. And then I'm also told to like lay down and rest and go to the doctor the next day. And I'm like, okay, cool. Then we go, lay down, rest. Actually, I submit my doctor's letter, you know, because I work at a real job, guys. So I submit my doctor's letter. And then the next day I go to the other doctor. The other doctor, I was like, no, I'm just going to go to the next doctor the other day, you know, like maybe next week or something like that. How? Around 4 o'clock there, eh? My whole body is. Have you ever felt your heart beating so bad? You can see the bounce of your heart on your body, meaning that you can look into your chest and you can see your heart beating from your chest, basically, or you can see the pressure that it's putting on your skin, or you can even feel your heart beating just by checking your pulse. But it's like, duk, 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 duk. And this is like sounds of the African drums in my ears. Shaka ilemba, shaka ilembe. Duk, duk. Hey, the heart is not feeling it. Then I get a little dizzy and then I get this massive headache that is just running around the right side of my face. And I'm like, is this what a stroke feels like? Maybe it's a stroke. I go to the doctor and I'm barefoot in a bamboo dress. Honey, eh? I'm not telling you the other details, but I'm barefoot in a bamboo dress with messy hair and everything. And I'm walking into this whole practice, ne? His whole all-white practice. I go into this place and I'm like, guys, I need to see the doctor now. But side note, I need to see him now. I'm not feeling well and I need to see him now. They're like, yeah, we can see, you know, we can see you're not feeling well. Because usually you come with shoes. Today we can see. And at this point, I couldn't fit in my shoes because my feet were swollen. And I don't like these things because every time I feel those types of things, I associate it to pregnancy. And I'm like, how? But I'm careful. I'm careful, Dan. I'm careful. Contraceptive what? I'm careful. So I'm like, ha, let's just go make sure. Alrighty. So I wait like for 5 minutes for the doctor. And at this point, I'm waiting for the doctor. And then I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I CC that myself to the bathroom. And then when I came back, the doctor was standing in the hallway. And then we went to the office. And then the doctor's like, what's wrong? I went straight to the hospital bed. And then I went to lay down. I went to sit up actually and then just got my arm ready. I'm like, because he always checks my blood pressure, right? So I get there and then I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what it is, but my body is telling me no. Good evening. Yes, Tata Kwedi. Oh, I'm going to
What? Damn, I did not think that.
Kunara, you know, tender and stuff. I don't want to be the only rich one. Yes, snowman. Eh? Then my family will even feel bad. Kucha. Oh, I. Pefe, ngi kana tulekwa non shinda. Ningo yinyan. Shashi, whoa. Aye. No, the haranga turi, you know, pa level. Kupainis pa kangani. Eh?
Is this in the munga?
Oh, aye, and then on the tentipopia story, anje. How? Gaya, and then kumukuruku eto kuchanda ninga shuweke kandiko hironga. Mem?
Aye, kan, nishuoka.
Kanaka mem. Ini manganjo yoko kato purikinin antunjo. Anto taya no operada o eri kepango. We are new, no matter. Just a new show here. She's the washer at me commit.
Hey.
Oh, you know, busy around there.
Oh, I don't go with her name, though.
What, ya? Shindarombere, Shindarombere, Tango, eat that, eh? And no, opera, or which are on busy around the bucket, eh? Around the shim. And the Zico ne, and the Garon di Shet and the Shinoki Pangero Tati, I ending a quarter for 2 weeks, old in now, Kashi, they don't busy around your shield. Tati, okay. Shinagashuna gone, Kepango, Epango, Orazin di Kenjara, Nanyam allergic. Befe, befe, and the Romberan, a cavalry, and etc. Or meeting the Northern busy around and then. Jalo galika.
Eh?
Hey, jalo galika ngweto kara healthy lifestyle. Eh, natural remedy. Nati how? Pefe, shindagashuna konenge, eh, doctor kwati, eh, tambo pera doeva forever. Tati, eh, kapi no problem. Deka mbwerende wazali natango. Ah, eh, ino, ndati, guys. Ngai ni hakusa, guys. No! Yeah, ano ike nye hamu nwarupe lawe ni nawa na Marina nkara nanga nditameke. Nguwa nshona natango ndati. Aie. Aie. No, guys. Nani nwarupe lawe. Mara hai jana. High blood pressure hai jana. It's the second biggest killer in Namibia. Yeah, next to car accidents. Just imagine.
Addictive. Man, there is one thing that we people don't understand.
But hold the thought that the question, because we are quickly going for a break. 30 seconds.
Get your monthly essential products for just $99 at USave. 10 kilogram each of Marathon White Sugar, Champion Super Maize Meal, and Bokoma Fed Cook Flour. Also 5 kilos nice rice as well as 500 grams of Grande Pasta. All 5 products for only $99. USave. I save. Yes, we all save at USave.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Wait a thing in your tattoo.
Guy, it's out of the idea, which are. We could just say, two bar, Takuta, no, is the other.
Yeah.
Then this is an indication.
Yeah.
Mara, as a country now, it's happening on Master Katuko Mure, which I know what is the relationship between or last.
Or lifestyle, I had to, yes.
Yeah.
We don't do research about the illnesses that we have.
Yeah.
The side effects of that medication.
Yeah. that is okay, Magamundica, the Ringaco, Conimating at a guitar, but if you rumbo in a heart to be that little. Where they go? Oh, no, be there on that? On Joe Wong. That's it. Where they go? Marame. If you mama, no, say, I know, I'm bizarre on that.
Yeah.
Now, what is the relationship between our lifestyle, habits, in terms of the food and the drinks and whatever, makaya, wah, 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 and no busy, no kuchien, no konima meat.
Yeah.
But that in Bakucha, after all, or meat is a commercial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever there is commercial, there is a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The profit. Somebody's pushing the profit.
Yes. So, but it's also keeping you alive. Yeah, even if somebody is profiting, it's also keeping you alive.
Social net, we don't know exactly which are omitting the
way
they know.
Yeah.
What Oshashi, Omurashi, the world.
Yeah.
Shower the stomach. Why you cannot leave them?
I know what to work with this, but then your blood pressure will still go high.
I don't know. No, happy here. At the end of the day, it's not our own knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our knowledge, I'm sure, I'm sure. But I don't know.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. May I rather take medication than shatwa? Oh.
Yeah. So, you're neta to see the relationship between indigenous knowledge and the modern medication. Then we speak. Chashitando, otuno hondo, monim. Chashi, pay for tita era, what is the modern medication? Pharmaceutical, I say.
Yeah.
But these people are making profit. Where they go?
Most probably from our own indigenous plants as well.
Yeah.
So
you know, and as a country, nobody's prepared to do that. Yeah. Nobody's prepared.
We'd rather buy them.
Look at when they did to South Africa when Mbeki was the president. And he lost the seat in the process.
What was the story with Becky?
The story with Becky was to do with the HIV thing. When he doesn't want to accept the ARV machine.
Yeah.
Then he because he was contesting to say, no. And HIV she can add it that they want data research. But okay. And he was now refocusing now. He was trying to put all the effort towards the research.
Yeah.
You don't believe me, sir?
No.
Yes, John, get out of my
Oh, but with him, his term was very short-lived, man.
No.
Tabo.
Get out of my room, they want to prevent him from doing research. And find the truth. Yeah, that's how the mathematics works. Shows that it's a commercial thing.
Yeah.
They are doing commercial. They are also using it as a control tool to control.
But why do you think we are not developing our own pharmaceutical medicines? Is it because we are not equipped, or is it what is our problem? Because I see with organic products in Namibia, I see that there is a wide range of organic products. They are not necessarily on the shelves in shops, but they are being sold locally. But I don't see it with medicine.
Tara, oima.
Maybe there's a regulating board or something.
It's a franchise system. you don't do nothing. You just use.
You just use the products, but you don't create your own products.
That are given.
Yeah.
You use the technology that are given.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, the system that was
created. You must be given now, in, you must be a constant consumer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's how the mathematics is.
Mm.
So a day, the world with a fabric, I will come in the Namaga. No more, you are the canna or course about to or matola, Jimmy was the material denied.
We don't know. Yeah, that one.
So, Kaimo?
Because you guys must buy the metal.
That the carry symbol escape from empire. The journey of developing country is through thick and thin.
Sure.
Shall we do this program on why we cannot? Yes. Shashi, it's a monopoly. So, there are two people in the world who are academic enough. Now, she has Shanga no
hole.
But when you are smart enough, you are going to see which are whole and entertaining. So, which are whole and your shimmer financial system.
Tozima? Kurampato?
You cannot. The world, Ngerewa Kufa, work around our financial system or license, ya KFC.
Yeah.
Or the KFC Mashirongo.
Yeah.
Hey, or you hot to chong with the decide what is going. No magazine, shikishike.
And the recipes and everything.
No recipe, in there, no color. No, she's not. But so, Hakuaja, like Dopo.
No Kurandisa sales.
Opo. You cannot do anything. Ninga and over around the store, Omaholi, or share a mononeo shikishike. Not only because they never understood the Chinese. They see Chinese from inimambia kucha onto a movie mahoko romaine.
Yeah, from rumors.
Ma rangirda kupokura shirong irongo moyuni that has a good developing model.
Yeah.
To counter into my friend the monopoly. The European monopoly empire. But you must learn from the Chinese. That's kwara kuna, a good model.
Okay.
What?
I hear you. In the Cubans?
Yeah.
But
the Chinese so model is a Karwasha.
No.
Yes.
I must start reading more.
Learn no blueprinter or counter.
Yeah.
The European.
Okay.
Unene a Britain. A Britain English Empire. Or kingdom airportagun.
Yeah.
Wetego. Learn or a developer or Kambo Oshima. No vision 2038. Oya tungiro ando ko koma dia diroga galene. Ma kucha mbano they never get the whole blueprint. They get shallow thinking.
Sure.
So wete o kambo galene.
Don't insult us that equedi. Ha.
Wete galene na ne oya poma implementation oya turu miroga ku Stalin.
Yeah.
Madira diro was for Lenin. He was the one who created the Brooklyn. Maramironga.
It was enforced.
Joshua Russia Kwatunga within 30 years. During the reign of Joseph Stalin.
Sure.
They were saying Oshima Shishatu or development nayo or Ivuri say Shishatungaga English on the series. What the English has beat for 100 years. The Russian, they beat within
30 years.
30 years.
Mm.
Russians back then hasa konjarano kutara.
Yeah.
In Stalin made, yeah. Stalin put into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where operasha kaningi also papa wapo.
Mm-hmm.
So it by the time I saw Kita kita utang kita itu aliu ni wi. Rasa was too strong. Patung es fabrik, no military ni pas kita ni. That's where he started. Your name Chinese ne. Oi ose o Brooklyn ni no koi ya kaho. Because this guy Deng Xiaoping, he was studying in Russia.
Yeah.
No matter to go at the time, but Deng Xiaoping also was there.
Mm-hmm.
So at the China now got to go around with me 30 years forever. I'm
right.
Then go away, Takutua, no, Timo, Motaina, Ningo, Mo 1970, Timo China, 1970. Beijing was not like that. China was not like that. So, Oshima, shut to make it with him. Then China is when they start building. Mara, what is Shiatungu? When they come out from that.
Yeah.
China is the second biggest economy in the world. Behind the US.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Now, why is Russia not one of the big economies?
No.
Why is Russia not number one?
For them, Oshiko Terera, Oshikucha, Russia, Oshirongo Shina, Gachan, Nigo Potata making it now. Just Rasoko Gata pushing AK military issues.
Yeah.
Infrastructure. They concentrated mostly on that. Tashingere, Russia were not stronger. How are Tango Mazi? Quite an order.
Yeah.
Is it Russian?
Was it not Neil Armstrong?
They were the first to go there.
He is the first one to put a flag.
So, when go ahead, we don't go come with
you. Yeah.
You must learn from the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got them.
Okay.
So, Joshua Nekucha, Oshikucha noho, economy most.
Yeah.
What is economy? It's a study of like.
Mm-hmm.
Ne?
I think so. I don't know.
Why?
You are teaching me today.
I nanga ande shukira. Podcast. It's from the weather, apparently. Economy. Economy is from the word economy, which means a study of like.
Mm-hmm.
If you lack, then you need to study economy.
Yeah. You need to understand the lack.
Yeah, what you lack. Jawa Tarane, Russian, they don't lack anything. That's why they are not good in economics.
The whole
because they have all the natural resources.
Yeah.
Or Mahori, everything in their natural resources, they don't like anything.
True.
So, the English are to work with Sanchina.
Mm-hmm.
If Sanchina is really hating AK, the European country.
Yeah.
Shatina Kuzao Gasako Korasa. Then what? I say, I will put her under Hasakon Diromo.
Yeah. It's killing them.
That's why you see Chinese, like Russians, they are not good in economics because they don't like anything.
Mm hmm.
Chinese, they lack it because of the country's big people, a lot.
Their population. And then they're filled with old people and young people.
Yes, they need to study economy. The reason why you think Americans are good in economy,
it's because they are basically on top. Yeah. Or they put themselves on top. They're Americans, guys. If there was one country, if there's one country that you would eliminate, was one country that you could eliminate from the world, that it must just not exist anymore, which country would that be?
I would not eliminate anything. I don't mind that power.
you had the power, ne? Hypothetically.
I don't want that power.
Like, me, there's just one country that I feel like, ke simbo shiringa in other people's business.
You know, ne? People in the problem. American, they are not smart.
So you know it's America.
The only people that you need to be scared of in this world,
mm-hmm.
you just need to scare the Chinese of the Chinese and the Russians.
Nah.
But number one is the Chinese.
But Chinese, they create diseases, man.
And the Kurombere, what you don't do.
Yeah. Fear country, fear China.
You must be afraid of the Chinese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they are dangarios.
And the Russians. Because of those ones, me. Bosso. Americans are not smart.
Well.
Americans, me, they are only smart,
mm-hmm.
because they create a franchise system.
Yeah. That's working for them.
That.
Yeah.
It has taken. They led everybody into that system. You need first to understand the fact that which are only more financial system. Okahime, remember that no horror. You need diplomacy, my friend. But the day and do test you show it American now. China was a close country. Mara, nobody was known what was going on.
In that little country.
Mara Hamu Ari Hamas. And then shopping about the Tungwa see that we are then shopping at that let's open up. But before
let's play with other kids.
But before they open up, they put already in the culture how they are going. They define their relationship with the rest of the world. But America to control the world. They have to make sure culture. They have a military base everywhere in the world strategically, and also they need the use of economy in terms of the system they created, the system of economy they created. So China knows they cannot afford to have military base in the world. Chinese aggression. For now.
Yeah,
Upa making a shokucha, yota karako ikonon. Every day just make shokucha they have Chinese town. Adding an economy.
Only.
To see the name of the Chinese what it to put in tariff. No kaima kasha wa make America gain umbija nugara. Tau prince wakot, tau rong wakot. Upa domono kucha Chinese, they just don't care. With that funny politics, you guess you are. Yeah,
let's eat the money, my dear.
You see, for them it's money. So they are happening to be. Tawigo America, we. Tanzara, make China, no Chinese, what, umbijo, do they care? We to go no hapu, you're ni Mario.
Shut.
So, oh, Gafan is the printer. In fact, company in the America, say, I told you a tariff famous.
Yeah.
A company that affecting our company in America, more China.
More China.
Tara, or economy, you first need to understand the economy, my friend. Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me, kucha, shawa yiko cha inata unawi.
Mm-hmm.
Oe nuni mambu ya mosu.
Ushike, uye nuni mambu.
Uspeed point. Uspeed point.
Yeah.
Shawa adamu anuka na namo moni mambu no hachaye. No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Yo need a set to a economy, a top of our economy. Maro, we don't be so caro consumer.
Yeah.
And that way you don't understand the economy. So, so then you know what Tira, Shiromo, then you know the Chinese and the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everybody else, the Cubans, I think the Cubans are going to doctor us.
Yeah.
The Cubans are going to doctor us.
Wait a kucha Cubans they understand society.
Okay.
O society issue kucha erongo shajama.
Mm.
So wait they produce more doctors and engineers like nobody's business.
Yeah.
So simple. Yeah. Let everybody show kucha modern isa kucha let everybody be equal.
Yeah.
Aye, shonita shifaro shirongo gome.
Okay. Why not?
The country will not develop under that. Just wait when there is no property of right. Did you know why there was communism?
Because they couldn't buy their own things.
Because there was no property of right in that system of governance.
Uh-huh.
The reason, the moment they put property of right,
but also part of their rules or their laws that they have that is also quite nice is the fact that the only person that can acquire land in Cuba is a Cuban. You outsiders are not allowed to own any piece of Cuba. Except Namibia, my dear. Here in this country, if you are a foreigner, you can still buy your land here.
Okay.
That doesn't benefit you.
Anto yiku sila ako kiyo en. Eso vete agua mi vaso ya ire yi tako yi. Deja de negocio y tako yi zarando yi.
Yeah.
O amuena yi tako yi zarando yi si tacho kwa ire con United Nations akara kuriko con eso akara con United Nations.
No. Tazas ye. So we're not taking our things.
United Nations asiato pande no Nordic of Nations. Kakwa ya Afri.
Yeah. How can you be part of something that doesn't even represent you in the first place? But in that position, it's very hard to decline. Freedom, oi, haraman.
So, so wait, system ajara to replace. Tasha o system ajara peta meko kuchara o system erero omarero uwaniro genam sab.
Yeah.
That was the first condition. Tantura puere rondi ya fajo ko ingra. Yeah, o democracy.
Yeah, o democracy. Yone
the way they understood democracy, it's not the way you understand it.
Mm.
As you are trying to use true democracy, it cannot work. Or true democracy. Mm. Shafar obtua capitalism, they wrong it. Shafar obtua communism, they wrong.
Yeah.
No. They wrong go, some element. Or capitalism, they must be property of right. People must own property. Of their intellectual property and everything. umanga communism, they go to some basic need is there of a public. Therefore, the government must be the owner.
Yeah.
Education, health. Let go. Inimanzo. No magumbo.
Yeah.
Inimanzo. No, it's a pub, it's a responsibility of state. Let go. So, social way there, no
mayor.
Yeah. Omiro Kaishi ni the public, the state must take over. Neo public community mangai ni mbi anengo magumbo tan tunga ni mwini gero karukanda ke ni kaya mba mwiho mara the rest mba ikina haraka ya dime kate kere ke ni kaya mba jonoli sponsibita of state ta tungiro magumbo ka eta karama mbo ka eta futu neji ya futu that's the responsibility of the state so fono ne anto ponina na koni ponina ta koni ke mini na mba
Yeah.
So, a system and no system, but then so to the other part of the numbers.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. So, in the way that I could ask Manotago, he saw bricks. Okufana names.
Yeah.
The European and American Empire's financial system. Opopukarepu, now the alternative. Yeah. Mara ni kia tu ta brina Chinese si tara. Tan di krumwe. Chinese sa kesa ando sima. Nenga ando yon le Amerika o inga China pe ima roi.
Yeah.
Yeah? Nenga kwa ni inga Chinese lot of money.
True.
Oh. Oh, joik. Shoshu de ti Chinese. Shoshu e tengo o haru ironga ne. O tu ironga ne kache. Mara kache ni tu irongo kosha ne. Nango unoka unoka seta wendere. You're not going to learn anything from those guys. Those ones, they are very, very, very stingy. Tashi yoyo, number one, no moku ya kuwele. No, unoka.
Yeah.
Because they know kucha haa kusuwele wangu, paise yoyi gamena. Kukupuwele. Yalita kukupe.
Yeah.
Kucho wete nenge kurongi, seko, kushirongo, shawito rongoko.
Yeah.
I could to my big amos. Even the Russians, they are saying, Torongo go Russia, I could the right to Zuko.
Togaronga was longer, sure.
Mara, Neko, Co America. I could only say Torongo here to Manu, Nongo to Caramo Fabric. You can. So, so, Chinese, that's how they get this knowledge from these guys. Yerine, most system, I know you're going to be a better most. Ombadding or that's like a shake, China, Iron, while a system maker with Iron, right? Tai Sanega must say they are good in right, Saneka, the whole system. She has Mugata, Iposta, Prata, proper system makers, Iron. Parako fabric in the Masinota Garon. The Jarongo Muska, she's no Sharon wise, she no stand like that. So, that's how. And the other. Shosho eto no ku koloni mo Afrika no mo ashi na uya mashif. Muno wete ku ya mocha ina ambe o fabrika o eimo no mashif. Ta tungo fabrika mo eta imo no mashif. Therefore it was easy for these people to learn very fast. Ne? Mara muno ina ya muno mashina. O mashina shiega na mo. Inatunga mono kuna o fabrika reza. O mashina shiega na mo. Aruzi inamuso murongi sa mashina. Tangarara it labor. Bomba da pei tamuipo.
Tamuipo tankarampaka pevi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tamuipo?
Yes.
That's the difference.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But the Chinese were also very smart when they start sending people the Simbone Jamal Satunga Mos. Mos. Ay, Maratunga Pika Panga.
I'm going to go to the house.
And they are also, even if they want to conduct research, they use their student, their
internship.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What is students? What is
students? Ah, yeah. Oh, I do. I some are students, some are just yejaho. Aisa no nganya.
It's the outside people.
Oh.
Immigrants.
They are not immigrants.
Or if
diaspora na muti pashka.
Oh, the outside. I know it's not that one. But...
diaspora. Ah, no, by the more kunje ironga is not diaspora na kuchanya na.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Show show it or sell in your day is a yarong is so kachina or they don't is so common to Korea. Monos Korea Timo? Those are on the same North Korea. Show show it in North Korea is not open to every country, to everybody, just like that. Ningong where those economy and take North Korea.
Hey.
Oh, Hamosa, I am with that. Marasha, North Korea, Takanukamu. When is open? To everybody, she don't go. I don't. Harong kasana. Ningo ha coping houses. Tene ihati don't go. Se so tofaro shike. Ingulo shuliko yunda masipio.
Aha we. No karay to tutuko tate kwedi we are okay. Tulinga. Tato trainga.
Ingulo shuliko yunda si fidi kasho sani.
Ai.
Nashete rasipio.
I shall take it as it.
When you become a consumer, which are basing boy or shirong swake or nirong. Oh. And don't wait up with you. Mam with door shank, research, damn morning. Mickey see the direct. It's nothing. Oh, University of Matunga, Cardinal Solution. Anna Scorota Simos, Koraka and Nirong. Baby, muirong kita, muirong ambien akurong hirong. What is that? And why at the end of the day you want solution? O solution is it? On tungwe di no me gumbo je pangero taningo veta naiku ditek. Upei fuate kere ane si. On zeyo oto puruara ipa tro budget roma.
No man. Ewa tati kweli.
Debe ser algo así,
Hoy longo.
O kasima heka ili mambada na ukororo. Nguyo kasima agumumoso. Kasima agumu. O kasima natangu maeri mamadia moso. So she kucha, we need to go back to the foundation. Yeah. To our own foundation. Mara neshto iko, you go there smartly. Chashi, onzozi, esingonzozi. You see, the owner of the system will give up the system like that. Without a fight. Aye. Shosho nai te ti. Antu ya mwe. Oito madi ya droga mashaa geto.
Yeah.
Aiko ke roponji randishi. Mara shase. Untungwe to madi ya droga jete saa kajo magumu. Number one upo itafura sho. Inakaturo inekisa nwa upo itafura ka. Mbano ya kapuwa madi ya droga parajarizim. Eta amono opportunity yoku tulamo yoku creating their own opportunity. Weteko?
Yeah.
Marago, yoku mandirandiro.
Kucha
eto tulamo ne, kucha e, tutulapo ka kafanyana, ta kafasi deta, no, o siko fes kapitara, I porpracha. But that was not the idea. Marago, kutine, ngaene, shinde shitara ne. Yeah. No, it's a good opportunity. Sashi, sikuja, sashi, modera njine ipo sakuja, nga engo nine kumboja ye, nombanga, ndakara, jifuto toko, The next name, the 17 years.
Yeah.
Maja futo wako keshe paife.
Mm-hmm.
Opo mwonsa ndasevi maruwa nyebi.
Yeah.
Nga nafuti kata lako ka insurance ka ihe ya kake ishashi embosho ili ando lina insurance ni kwa shika.
Mm-hmm.
Then, jie pefata kata futo. I don't think the current model have that.
Yeah.
Kine to nukane ko kita to chie. Oyo no opportunity ishashi shirongo shako yungwa komba ngani shizomba ngakati shida ito. Oye, hay oportunidad, tu gente, usted como ambos, que te está tocando la cosa, jepe. Ven, si lo encuentro, siga, ¿verdad?
Sure. It's very simple.
Very simple. Oye, casi de simple, ¿no es esto, si por
ahí?
Casi de esto, y por escucha, tú no tienes capacidad, yo soy bané. O sea, eso todo es quien va a matrimonio. Sí, pues banán. This was an opportunity. Kurong is a mother that didn't need Chasha diplomacy, just waffle to the non longer madimus.
Yeah.
You play close to your chest. That's you don't win a grand party. You don't want your enemy. We had another longer diplomatic.
Yeah.
Now she's like, come on now. Oh, no, you need to announce a lot of things. That's what she must be saying. So you don't talk the true intention. Yeah. It may even be because they are supposed to be classified information.
Secret.
But people are for fun because we are not given an opportunity to protect the country. Then, and you don't want it.
You know, just express yourself, my dear. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a good opportunity to protect the country, to compete with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
In the next 50 years, we have to end this nonsense.
Of course.
So, we put target within 50 years or 30. 50 years, this franchise system must end and we must have our own system.
Yeah?
Do you think the Chinese, they were using this system? Or end that they're phasing out almost?
Yeah.
Because they bid capacity. But if you don't go to Oshirongo, she cast the top of the Sombangara, that's if you're near, or never bought your bank, or no farama on bank, on the Sessi Maro, because I come bank.
Auto?
Auto on bank?
Please. I
don't know, Poshka.
Eh? No lutulway. No lutulway.
Shower and get Pugumbanga and they increase our interest rate.
Oh.
Go to catch high interest, I define Mako, Koshiki, Ko Bank of Namibia. Bank of Namibia, Ko Central Bank of South Africa. Your Central Bank of South Africa, no, it's a private owner thing. They own the Bank of South Africa. Who owns the Central Bank of Africa? Who are their shareholders? Guys, their enemies, brothers, and others. The big moon.
Yeah.
And that guy, the Taramoka video, Moka documentary came. Taita Portimo, Sinasano, no world economy, world depression. That's a depression.
Global depression.
Oh, economic crisis. There was a crisis. Then dabula kuchaya efuyonjo katali kwacha efuyonjo katalizimo. Mm-hmm. E umwe ngitotura mo costing assuming customer totala nane. Mangwe tango kwacha ara tara ndikulombwe. As long as he is in charge of that African Development Central Bank. Ngisimene jobo sa Africa Africa gena patai.
Africa gena patai.
No. Kwa shipo tamo mkategumanta lima kucha. Manga ala. Eo eli nchaja kwa bengi system ama Afrika. Afrika kena fatai. He said it. Manga kena fatai. Shashi. Shota nikurumbele kucha. Tovru kula atocha yeye ene na. Shara ando ya chara. Kwa hivu interest later na hii. Na hiyo magumbo yolona. Na hiyo poseti. Ongura stampea.
Nothing.
Ah, it's actually so. I'm just going to come
They will fight the war a different way, my friend. They will fight with your livelihood and your assets.
Oh no, we need to come. We fight for this. Hey, Simple, so simple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nengo what you are, and I know. But
there's nothing we can do.
Toshining is can be.
You
understand me, which are. I say, you know, how do we talk? Mahol. I think, it's here to produce a mahol. Chasing coming with a start of like. What they go?
Yeah.
I say, or economy, or inflation, now, I. If you are not producing anything, this is the economy that you are talking about.
Yeah.
How are we going to make sure we control the inflation? Inflation is only controlled when you have manufacturing and industry in the countries that produce things.
Yeah.
Opo ukare to katinga a production cost and a transport cost like that.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Oh.
It should be cheaper. Pejado que dropar a mono de tan sikir.
Ya. Oso tia dije ta kut ne dija ko ta iron wa nepo. Poka sana ku ko ngane harem. That is the way to act.
Yeah.
If you want to control inflation. Ya si I ha ko tundo no. I ta izwe ko sa sa frigo ki wa de heli.
Shiri shiri.
Oye dia mata mo no me kucha ye. O I iron. Bo iron bo kucha ndu ba ku sa You need to go to the basic. What is economy start off like? What do we like? Let's ask ourselves that question. What do we like? Then we start it. I say no, I will not give anything. This is what the public want. They create their own opportunity.
Yeah.
It's the example. More, You're a pesa.
Mm-hmm.
On wait up my dear, he was not part of that discussion.
Yeah.
Thereafter, when my Hogoro, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We nay and Hodoko public. Tetia, my dear, there will tell you. My name
is Pedra Tingiga, eh?
Guy name, and I name was Pedra King, my name, the noble of half, but the British Yoma will born of solving your paper, aye. At the international level, as we don't was a little hard to squeeze a gongene go for the well.
Yeah.
People like that. Mara, she will be to how was a question. Eh, come, Baraka. Mara, me proto di Bravucha, do you have the capacity for the question of the side? Chasing you know, Arosima, so damn. Se te no te digo, maleta, hay de cuando huere dos veces, un tatame que cupere estén. Escucha ahí, te drusha.
Uno.
Uno. Antes de decirlo, me trató por pingue que era chajo, el mismo ajuste, ya no vaya, ya hay quien ga, o si.
O sistema, viene secreta.
They still host the country hostage. Mara, que no hay uno, que no hay uno, que no hay everything that is. Lumbungani, you first need to understand the system and be the capacity, like the Chinese. They be the capacity because before they start engaging the rest of the world. Marate, we are not in a position to close the country. Mm-hmm. As you are speaking. What is the alternative?
Yeah.
It's put on the machine, it's under pressure under the home.
Yeah.
Eso es que hemos creado un sistema, ¿no? Y todo o una cultura inmediata, y todo con mi mayor hombre, cuatro rapos, esto es directo con mi caro que ya, ¿eh? Un caro como que se llama gongo.
Yeah.
Un como que se llama gongo. Panmato pitirenima. Nada, we don't need to go. Mombe, cuando te estoy viendo, y tanto porque escuchas, dice, we need to go. Liberation movement, I think, was that G-Long before? Your repeating fire. Then I'm making fire. Your regime changed, you have to say for my little girl.
Yeah.
I think, that's your room, man. I didn't think I better make a visit.
Oposhakala?
Shimoshai. Therefore, what came around that goes around that?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Get a simple jacket that the world she did a sheet carrier and a header of social anger. It is the summer, it's a deep agisa, yeri, I get to do that. She don't watch it. Aha, we need a chicken.
She. Ewa, neta te puede bye.
Erogina for up.
Yeah,
we're a little bit of a
little bit of
Thank you
so much. Ciao, ciao.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're just talking because I just miss talking also because really I've been gone for a week because I was not feeling well. Hey, I was not feeling well and I was at the chambers of heaven, you know, and I was like, I'm not done. And he's like, you know, and you be a chance at the happen, man. And you put a chance of the engine, man. Shunani, mana nangu mwe ni tuita kambi sambera. Nengu ngi nyano ngi. Shashikindi kandi kuwete tu. Andi nye nye terwane kukarunga ngaka. Kandi kuwete tu. Kuchoto shende ngini. Bife mwe. Apa ngu itaela nengino itaela. Aya andi kukaru kire. Unake. My dear, hold that thought.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nenge lo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa nene uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko derewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. am. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Toch doing the most.
Get your monthly essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USAVE. 10 kilograms each of Marathon White Sugar, Champion Super Maize Meal, and Bokoma Fed Cook Flour. Also 5 kilos nice rice as well as 500 grams of Grande Pasta. All 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollars. USAVE. I save. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of 500 Namibian dollars weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the 3 colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
We all save at USAVE. Oh, my dear. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, so what's going was now through my story of high blood pressure. So one thing that I've noticed is that many of us often discourage medication. And yeah, as Tatekwethi was saying, that it's because we don't really evaluate before we start taking medication, and we all know this, is that we don't really evaluate what type of medication we are taking. Are there any changes we can do to our lifestyles, or how is our lifestyle affecting our bodies, and what we can do to improve it to maybe stop diseases from coming our way, you know, because we just keep going. And especially within the mid twenties towards our mid forties, right? Many of us are on go-go mode. We are on go-go mode. We are on hustle mode. We are on run mode. We are on get the bag mode. We are on secure the future mode. We are secure the grave mode. We are secure the life mode. We are on secure the children, secure, secure, secure. We are all working for the bag and we are pushing for the bag, but many of us are pushing ourselves over the edge. We are pushing ourselves over the edge, and our bodies are now the ones that are coming back to tell the story of what we've been doing over the years. So when I looked at my life and looked at how I've been pushing, right? I could understand why at the end of the day, This would have been my fate. I could understand that. And there are so many people that are living in the current phase of what I would like to call social denial, right? I would like to call it social denial because our society in itself is so in denial of practical things, and we are so in denial of realistic problems that are in front of us. And that is why many of us turn to other avenues to seek assistance and to seek remedies that might not actually work for us, but we'll try them anyways, just as long as we're not trying the real thing. That's just as long as we're not trying what we are actually looking at on paper. And I know many don't really trust the paper, because we don't all trust the doctor. We don't all trust the preacher. We don't all trust the psychologist. We don't all trust all these people. Everybody has something that they believe in. Other people have God. Other people have traditional healers, other people have medicine, and we all have something that we believe in, right? But they're just some things. There are just some things that you can also just find out for yourself. And that's what I did. I went on this quest to find out and figure out, man, how exactly am I the most learned friend that I know? And I'm failing with this one. Why? Why am I failing with this one? You can call back, ladies and gentlemen. The number in studio is 083-288-401. Why am I exactly failing with this one, or what am I not getting right? And I for one could understand why this was most probably meant to be my fate. My mom struggles with low blood pressure. My dad struggled with high blood pressure. So it is inevitable that maybe, just maybe, according to my lifestyle also, maybe, just maybe, I might end up with one of the two. At an earlier stage, I used to get very low blood pressure. And, you know, we are that family that does the whole Pharaoh's potatoes and we do a lot of iron and, you know, we eat liver a lot. We eat spinach a lot. And I think that that was my childhood. Hello. Good evening to you.
Queen Mother, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing? I'm well now.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm all good.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family was sick.
The whole family was sick? Was it flu?
No.
What was wrong?
The eyes.
The what?
The eye.
The eye was sick.
I'm telling you.
Nah, it was just playbook upon playback. This is the worst time. I remember the first winter I had here on radio, ne? It was Andrew. Andrew was sending out messages on the work group, ne? And he's like, please take care of yourself, guys. Eh? Please take care of yourself, guys. Winter season is very bad, especially for you people that work with your voices all the time. Please, especially the night people. I never used to understand why he was so adamant on it, ne? Until I got sick. Until the person before me got sick, like on our program, right? Like Tate Kauluma got sick, then me, I got sick, and then Rudolf got sick. So that means like literally from that time, ne? Until the next day. It's just nothing else. It's not today. Ah, then I understood. After that, I was like, ah, we wear socks, we wear scarves. I don't care about my fashion choices. Ah, let's not get sick. But this one was not flu. It was not like something like contagious.
What really freaked me out was, the past week I was in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, I was on a cab coming to Windhoek from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a call that my daughter was out of school. Apparently, she was sent home because mm-hmm. she couldn't see clearly.
Mm.
She had doctor's appointment. And then they sent her back home. I was like, what? Like, why didn't you people tell me this before? Like, we tried to reach out for you. And then, like, so I chartered the other flight back to Ondango. I was like, what happened? Like, when I came, like, I was like, how many fingers I'm holding up?
She was 7. Like, no.
And I think the eye sickness is somehow contagious.
The eye?
Yeah.
Ne?
Because like everybody at the home, it's like, I've got blurry vision. Like,
oh, no, but okay. I think I think it's just flu. Sinus. Oh. Yeah. This, like it's flu.
Oh, and the
weather changes.
The weather changes because it's a little bit windy.
Yes. You see my eyes. My eyes are like blood red.
What did you eat?
No, for me, Mina, let me tell you about my exciting story. For me, I have high blood pressure. And I accepted it. After this week, I accepted my fate. The first thing I do in the morning is take my pill. How? Do you know that high blood pressure is the second biggest killer in Namibia? Next to car accidents. So it's first car accidents, then high blood pressure. Then everything else. Cancer, TB, everything else comes after that. But it's first accidents, car accidents, and then high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I'm like, whoa, guys.
So we are about to lose you.
Brace yourself. No. I will take my meds. I love you guys. I'll take my meds. I'll take care of myself.
Oh, my goodness. No, like, I know nothing about, especially when it comes to blood pressure and all, I have low.
Mm-mm.
You have low, eh? My mom has low.
I have low, and at times when it goes low, below 70,
mm-hmm.
I become partially blind.
Sure. So what do you guys eat in your house? Liver, spinach, stones,
beetroot,
those things.
And the advantage of having families on the other side of the border,
mm-hmm.
Vino.
Oh, of course.
But mostly it's beetroots.
Mm-hmm.
They help you in a way, and grapes.
And grapes, eh? All the things I like. I love beetroot. I love grapes. I love.
But if you indulge into beetroot by the time you visit the municipal offices, it's all scary.
Because you're like, hey, why is it?
I thought I was passing blood at first.
Yeah. That's what it gives. It gives off that vibe.
Oh, I was like, oh, what's going on?
What's wrong with me? Then you're like, oh, man. I remember, man, beetroot. But yeah, all in all, I got my diagnosis and then I got my medication. And then I realized, right, that I've just been feeling low because I've just been having blood pressure issues. For the past couple of months, I've just not been feeling myself. And
there's nothing
that is actually stressing me. I am naturally a stressful person. Like, ohandi stressar. Like, I just naturally stress. But there's nothing out of the ordinary that can make me throw a gasket.
Okay.
I'm just not feeling well, guys. My mother's like, hey, Pamwe, oshike na na shiku nyanyuza ukareto ningoshi mashon. I'm like, guys, I'm living in my nyanyuza life. I just have it and it is what it is. It's not really to say that, oh no, maybe I'm stressing because of work. Maybe I'm stressing because of what? Because, personal issues, maybe I, no. Me, I'm good. I just realized that literally, like, the only thing, it's just my blood pressure that was high. Oh, shit.
Don't these people know of any best remedy that you just take a pill once and then that's it without continuing the medications?
Like no. Every... No, they don't know that one. That regulates your blood forever? No. Yes. Oh. No, like a microchip.
No.
Because it's giving microchip vibes. Because what would regulate your blood forever if not an oral pill? A microchip.
And apparently, you should. If you start, you don't stop.
You shouldn't stop.
Oh no, I. Especially with women,
But why are you afraid of it? Let's talk about that.
Afraid of taking a pill every day.
No, not really taking a pill, but why are you afraid of the disease, like high blood pressure? Like, why are you very concerned right now?
It's a silent killer.
How is it silent?
Like, you go to bed and then the next day, if you are not off out of this planet,
mm-hmm.
you are paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. But usually what happens is that you, the person that has it, you can feel it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's why I'm saying that literally the thing that took me to the hospital is the fact that I am not feeling myself. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They call it the silent killer because, yes, people do go to bed. But you guys must not make me paranoid. Now I can't go to bed because I'm afraid. Ha! No! I refuse. The thing is that, right? When you don't feel yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know it. That's why you can get your machine, and then you can always be testing your blood or testing your blood pressure before you go to bed and understand where you are at. But usually when you are on your medication, your blood pressure doesn't just skyrocket.
Is it off the below normal?
It's above normal. It's like at 160, 175. That's like alarming. But now, I'm at 120, which is the normal. And it took me like 3 days to get to the normal stage.
You got the machine to
I'm just going to the pharmacy. Like, hey guys, I would like a 1,700. Ah, no, wait. I'm waiting for the paycheck. Then I can buy the machine. So now I just go to the pharmacy. I can test for free.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that every time you go to the pharmacy, you can test even your blood? It's free to test your blood and then to test your, like for low blood pressure, like you can go to the pharmacy and then they literally just prick your finger and then they test you. Because I was elevating between low and high for a while. Because my mother has low, my father has high. So I don't know. I was like a mixture. Better. Like, are you okay? I don't know. Like, let's just test. Then we test this one, then we test this one. So I was elevating between the two. That's how I know so much. You can go to the pharmacy and you can ask them to test and they will not charge you anything. They shouldn't. It's like, literally, it's like your medical right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can just go to the pharmacy and say, I need you guys to check my blood pressure.
And then you go there.
Then they just take you to the back and then they just test it. If you have like a green card for whatever, for the public hospital, they can just keep writing there. So by the time you get to the doctor there, you tell them that, no, I've been monitoring my blood pressure and this is what I feel is wrong.
I know, like, okay, fine, okay,
mm-hmm.
The problem is,
mm-hmm.
if you can educate me on a topic subject.
Uh-huh. Just hold on quickly.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian. Passionately feeding the nation.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hey!
The burning question is,
mm-hmm.
I'm failing to raise up the girl child.
You're failing to raise her?
Yeah.
Why? Why? What makes you feel like you're failing?
I think we were like I was driving her back to school, and I've realized that like maybe I'm not navigating her into proper directions. Like when it comes to a boy child, we are good. I think I'm a.
But also, child is also still young, so you don't know actually.
Yeah, like there was this other day they called in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, she's like the parent of the house now.
Yeah,
and then she called in a meeting where the four of them, Nangula was there,
mm-hmm.
and then they called me from my room and they were like, between the three of us, which one do you love the most?
Mm-mm.
Like, wait.
Guys, why are we being ambushed? Why didn't you give me time to prepare? My PowerPoint presentation. I'm not at liberty of answering that question. This is a bail hearing.
We had the breakfast.
Yeah.
It was on a Sunday. We had the breakfast and then I went back to my room.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back to my room, my youngest came to call me like, Dad, come over. There's a family meeting. It's like, what? Family meeting. I found everybody else seated there by the table, by the dinner table. And then I sat there and then they'll be like, oh, thank you for coming. It's like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Between the three of us, okay, me, my brother and my sister, which one do you love the most? It's like, where is that coming from? Like, we just wanted to know. Who decided that? I feel the ambush. But the only valuable reason I gave them was like, everybody they bring qualities into my life.
Mm-hmm.
The treatment, the love is constant, but the treatment is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with me, I know that I treat everybody according to their qualities and then whatever they bring into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I told them. So now, back to that, I think like the girl child now, she think I'm failing or neglecting her some way or somehow. Maybe you can educate me on a ways to go about it.
Do you see it, or is this just a thought? It's simply a thought. Because of one activity.
Yeah, because of the activity they brought on the
table. Okay, who was the summoner of the meeting again?
The eldest one.
Oh God. So she summoned the meeting and then she didn't get the answer that she wanted to get.
I think so. So like, on our ride to school, I think she was just quiet. And like, you know how the observance is in our kids. You can tell the burning questions at the back of her head. Yeah, now I don't know. Maybe I falter somehow. That's part of the human package. I don't know. Like, she needs a mother figure. Yeah.
But isn't that just your insecurities talking?
Maybe.
Because.
Maybe not.
Because I don't necessarily think that she needs a mother figure. If you want her to have a mother figure, then you should just let her spend a little bit more time at her friend's house. Because that is her mother, technically speaking.
Yes, yeah, she goes there most of the time. She got the eye spectacles. She looks good, by the way.
She looks nice. Yes, because she can't see. Yeah. They're my glasses, guys. Me, I've been wearing glasses for maybe 10 years now. Or over. No, man, it's not even 10. It's going to 20. Mm. I'm one of those old clients in those Toga Optics places.
Okay.
Not Toga Optics, but the other optics. Yeah. Oh. I don't think that. Okay, what one thing that you have to look at is the fact that she's going through puberty, whether you like it or not, no?
That's especially there with the mood swing.
It's like a mess. Like how she's like scary now.
Mm.
You don't know if you should say hi. Like dad, I just don't understand why you're always greeting me. Like, ow.
This is the one hyper person, and then she was like, when they came back from the holiday,
mm-hmm.
I reprimanded her about the spending on her card, on her bank card.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, you exhausted this card. And then she told me like, I cannot buy a t-shirt and then did not buy my friend a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now it's like, from now on, put it aside and then we can use money. Then she was like, can you drive me to the shop? So I want to go do the shopping for my, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then we went. And then
there's a lot of blinking that happens in your house. I'm not to pass him out. Like, oh.
That's when I noticed that the mood swing. I just kept it to myself, which no. Some wars are not worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like
and that. Also, some reprimandations are not necessary. Yeah, like the financial, like reprimanding her for spending more than she should have spent on a trip that she deserved, that she worked hard for, that was your idea. It's not a good idea.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
Because basically, this is you telling her that, oh, she can have everything when you do well, but then I'm going to, when you come back, I'm going to scold you for having fun there that side.
Oh, man.
That's why she says things like, I'm the one with the money.
Mm.
And I have this money because it's money that you have been giving to me and I've also not been squandering it. Now, if my friend is not having, how do I go into the shop to go and buy myself something nice when my friend doesn't have?
No.
So that means everything was times two, okay?
And I understood that, but then there were some things that she recently bought this Vans, the techies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just maybe, like, she bought it the moment she came back for the holiday. She came from school for the holiday. And then when they went to the coast, mm-hmm. she bought two pairs of All Stars, one for her and one for the friend. I was like, it was unnecessary.
I know, how much money is this child having? I thought it's tops. I thought it's $80 t-shirts. Yeah?
No.
I know this child is a young million. How much does she have? How much does she have on the card? 5K? 10? 20?
Somewhere there.
Okay, so she had something like 18K, and how much did she spend? Because we are also not thinking that this is money that you just put on. It's money that she's been saving us for the past year or so.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
like
it's not just rich girl vibes.
The whole transaction, it was amount up to 7K.
Oh, so she's left with 11. Yo, wait a minute. We have a big spender here. What is she going to study? Medicine.
No, we haven't talked about that, but then her friend wanted to do, she wanted to do medicine as well.
I think so, maybe they should just do medicine because the way they spend, this is private practice kind of spending. $7,000 in 2 days on 14-year-olds.
Not really 2 days.
I know it's 2 weeks. It was a week.
No, it was 3 weeks.
Ah, then it's okay. Okay, but did you give them cash?
No.
Okay, then that is appropriate.
It's a no for me, like
But their place was paid for?
Yeah. Everything was paid for. It was just them spending, like, maybe going.
What is everything?
Clothes, maybe taxis here and there.
No, I'm saying, like, okay, everything was paid for, like transportation, accommodation, and
the flight tickets were paid.
Okay, and the flight tickets. So that means they had to source their own food.
Mm-hmm. They stayed over at a friend's place.
So they at the friend's place. There's food already.
Yeah.
Not unless we are going to eat out.
It's given, like, when they go out, it's given, you sit somewhere and then, you know.
Okay. They were doing that. They were eating.
Mm.
Yeah. There was a lot of eating.
Yeah.
Me, I know that eating can amount to thousands. I know this one very well.
Yeah, so now that I think the wrong on my end, reprimanding her while it was so early.
No, you are not supposed to reprimand. You're supposed to keep quiet. That one you are supposed to keep quiet. That one you are not supposed to say anything, because this is not natural behavior.
I know.
It was fun time behavior because she did well.
So that's the reason why she was like, can you drive me to the shop? I want to do the shopping, you know. It's that time of the month.
Also, it was just that time of the month, my dear. Nobody's really happy that time. no. I think that you're just catching feelings, but there's nothing here.
No, like I'm officially worried about she expressing, like, expressing herself. I think maybe I'm drawing a wedge because of that. Or
you're scared. I'm scared of my daughter. Like, oh my God, which father should I be? Okay, so what you need to do is, You need to set the record straight, okay? So that every time she goes outside, she's not going to start withdrawing money. Ne? And then, yeah, like, so that there are no more transactions that you can see.
Yeah. No.
Actually, and become a liar.
That's the boundary we set. Like, the only viable amount she could withdraw is $200. That's it.
Mm.
And then she understood that.
She doesn't have a cell phone.
She does.
Does she have a cell phone app?
Yeah.
Does she have access to her account?
No.
Oh, look at you. No. She doesn't have access to her own account. No. Hold the line.
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
No, she doesn't have a no. Yeah, but, you know, somebody can just start withdrawing $200 for 5 days.
Every day.
That is what I'm trying to tell you here. So in order for you to prevent that, right? When baby girl comes home, then you might ask the Lakucha, you know what? For the trips reprimanding, I think I was just shocked because you never spent so much.
And
yeah, it was my first time. It was my first time. So you put everything on you. It was my first time experiencing you spend that much. And I think that, it just came as a shocker because I'm not used to you spending so much money like that. But all in all, you did nothing wrong. It was a good trip. You deserved it. You spent and you didn't finish. There was still a very reasonable amount. You didn't even spend 50%. It was a very reasonable amount that you left. And for that alone, I'm sorry. But I just want us to maybe step into an avenue where we can talk more about our finances or your finances so that I understand exactly where you are. You know?
Because the good thing is she doesn't know how much is on the account.
She doesn't. You are a clever parent. What is this?
She doesn't know.
So she just keeps swiping this child.
Yes. So when I reprimanded, I told Kucha, there's nothing left. Because every transaction goes to my cell phone. Yeah, so I told Kucha, there's nothing. So if...
Did you take the card back?
No. I cannot do that. I just told Kucha, no, don't
use... Moku mamuzu receipt, huh?
Yeah, but...
Moka ATM, huh? Mamuzu receipt.
Oh...
Shawamana. Shtonana ko 200 and jaka? Or with 18,946?
Yeah, but I think ever since they went to the coast, they did not use it, unless otherwise they get
they withdrew 100 or $90. That's why we are rolling our eyes. There's nothing. Like, this man. There's 12,000 left. This man is telling me there's nothing. Let me go and buy my cosmetics. With what did she buy the cosmetics if there's nothing on the card?
You need to stop doing that.
I had to stop doing what?
Making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I think that you become so overwhelmed within the moment. And then you, especially when it comes to the kids, right? You become so overwhelmed within the moment, then you become blindsided. Like, it's like a blind spot for you. It's like, ah, ooh, and I think you are so emotional when it comes to the children. You don't apply reason and logic around them at all. For you, it's all emotional.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Yeah. So I think you miss a lot of small things.
Yeah, you
miss a lot of small things when it comes to them because you're so, you're overwhelmed, but not in the overwhelmed of I'm tired or whatever. Like, you just want to love them and you just want to protect them and you just want to give them a good life and you just want to do the best that you could. You are so overwhelmed by your own insecurities, right? That you might actually be hovering them.
I was
helicopter parent.
You see, that's what she told me. Exactly the same way. So it's like, apparently I'm helicopter parenting. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Is that what your daughter said?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so in what stage in what situation did she say that?
It was during the school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you need to take a break from the books. Mm-hmm. Let's go have fun. So it's like, can you stop being hover? I was like, what? You hover? I was like, what do you mean? Where do you get those words? Like, helicopter parenting.
I am not a helicopter. Well,
because the helicopter hovers most.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
Apparently, I hover. You hover like helicopter, apparently.
Mm.
No, okay, so fine. I was like, okay, fine, I will stop. No, okay, cool.
Well, it's maybe she's a teen. She's a teen, and usually girls become chatty.
I don't know how to be. I don't know how to be with a girl child. I've never been.
But you've also never been a parent before, and you're doing a great job. So what makes you think that you are not going to know how to be with a girl child? 90% of these children's lives have been in your hands from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you tripping?
Bruh. I'm checking all the boxes. The boxes are all checked. Like, I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's.
Now you must ask, what do you want to do? Like, right now, I just want to do this and that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you leave it.
Right.
What time should I pick you up? 7. Okay. I'll be here at 7. Oh, okay. When she goes and visits her friend, don't call 10 times. But there's also a thin line between helicopter parent and being a parent. So you must actually dive into it. Do research on it. Because what I know about helicopter parent is definitely what it does not resemble you at all. A helicopter parent is a parent that knows your timetable left, right, and center, knows your friends left, right, and center, knows when you're going to breathe, knows when you're going to exhale, knows when you're going to what. They want to be involved in your things. A helicopter parent is somebody that takes you and your friend to Swakop. That's a helicopter parent, because they don't want you to go and live and experience your own life. They want to be part of your journey. That's a helicopter parent.
No, like I'm preparing these kids just in case. Like I live my days like it's my last. I'm preparing them like just in case when I'm not here tomorrow, they know how to fend themselves about the world outside and everything that comes with life.
But how sure are you that they won't be photosynthesis?
I told you that in confidence.
Of course. What do you take against me? Esophagus, then. Yeah. But I think your biggest trauma right now is leaping into your parenting style. It's not a problem. It just becomes a problem when it becomes the only reality.
Yeah,
I think you are so afraid of dying and leaving these kids, right? And you think that you have not done enough. You have done enough. You are an amazing parent, my friend.
Shashi, what I've realized so far, there's nothing of me that's on me or anybody's name. Them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is on a trust.
Mm.
So when I'm out of here, the trust is going to control them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I've seen what happens with my dad's everything, and then it was not right.
Mm.
So I'm doing things
right.
Yeah, as my other family on the other side of the border are doing.
Mm.
So they are doing this, so we get a little what we get from, because there's something like people, we get like monthly, everybody in the family gets
paid.
Plus my kids now, like all of them, they are registered now, they get something. So the reason why I travel like to and from there, like with meetings, so I represent my other side of the family as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So now the fear comes when I think I'm not doing right by the girl child. And if she thinks I'm neglecting them while paying more attention to the boy child. Because it happens when I told the boy child he cannot stay with her in the girl's room. He has his own room.
Mm.
Yeah, and then one day she overheard her talking about there's an empty room. Why can't she move in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So but she's big.
I know, but with a boy child, kids are very observant. He cannot stay with her in a room where there are ladies.
Oh, he can just be sent out when they're indecent.
No.
Then why don't you just sleep with him? It's not like you have anybody that comes and sleeps there with you anyways.
Ew, no.
Ew.
No.
I don't know. Your daughter is big, man. She's corporating and she wants privacy and she wants to be recognized as a human and she wants to be in the room talking her things and she doesn't want to be sharing with me in Angola. And the other one also, all three of them are cramped in a room and then this small one is in his own room that he doesn't even accommodate.
So you're suggesting I gave her the guest room?
Yeah.
And then when I have guests?
And then when you have guests, then there's a condition, Moss. When you have guests, then she just has to move out. Just as long as she doesn't make it too wild. Like posters and pictures and stuff like that.
Everything was like
neat.
Nobody's allowed to
paste things on walls.
Nails on the walls.
Not nails. Sometimes bubble gum, glue, super glue. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a good step.
Okay.
Yeah. Give her own room. Because by the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, by the hierarchy. She is deputy parent after all. You tell her by the hierarchy, I'm giving you your space. But there's a condition, there are terms and conditions to this one. That if we are having guests, then you just have to move back to the other one so the people can sleep inside here. Because the guests cannot go and sleep moshimbangoshi.
Apparently, it's always banger, but it's called banger, home banger.
You see, the person, she's expressing her body, then you know what you need to do, body. Body, the person is verbal. The person is not afraid of you, body. She's talking. Eh? Bunk beds, bunk beds, bunk beds. The body, Nasho. Give her room.
Okay.
Now, where does the boy child sleep now?
He's got his own room, for the past 2 years now.
He's got his own room, and then there's a guest room, and then there's the girl's room where it's single quota. Ow. The men are living large at that house.
Yeah.
They are living large on beds. As we are here cramped, you can't gain weight because Menangura sleeps under.
No, Menangura has her own
bed.
Separate bed. Yeah.
Then, the small one goes up.
And the sister,
bunk beds. Bunk.
Mm. It's called bunk.
Okay, then give her that other room, man. Give her that other room and put it as a condition that if guests come, they should be able to sleep somewhere.
When she comes for the holidays, that's the room she uses to do her things. Like when she wants privacy, she goes there, she studies, she does everything. But then when it comes to, you know, Betty Bye, she sleeps there.
So she finishes doing her things and then she gets up to go and sleep in the girls' communal room.
Katutura.
Hi. Otherwise, oh landlord. Why are you sleeping here? Otherwise, oh landlord. We are vuya. Eh? Oh landlord, we are vuya. Vuga. Vuga, mtanam. Vuga. Vuga. Why are you sleeping here? Ula lele lapa.
Lapa.
My dear. Ah, oh landlord, I know. Keep her, man. Give her, and then you just make a condition, kucha, if guests come, please, right? Understand the protocol without me having to ask you, without me having to tell you. I will notify that there are guests coming, and your valuable things, you can take them to the other room, or I don't know what you're going to do, but guests must be able to come into the room and accommodate the room, please. So you can have this room as long as we don't have guests.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the other lady, I took her out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's the ex or the current or the...
Someone.
Someone was sitting two tables from us. Behind the hair.
I like this drama, yeah?
And
yeah, so what's up? What happened? I'm even putting on Vaseline so I can talk better.
Because like I could see the guy was uncomfortable looking.
The discomfort.
And then, yeah, and then I just stood up like as if I received a call.
Okay.
The moment I stood up, the guy came over to our table.
Mm.
And then when I got to back, I overheard it was like something like little like whisper something like this loser.
Mm-hmm.
This loser. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You are the loser.
I am the loser.
You are the loser, my dear. Eh?
I am the loser, apparently.
And then she said, yeah. Him. Anyone but you, my dear. Huh?
I cleared by my throat the moment I tried to, when I approached the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked off. So when he walked off, he went to stand in a parking lot.
Mm.
But the time we walked out, mm-hmm. we found him there. Because I think he assumed we chartered a cab.
Mm.
Yeah, so maybe he thought by the time we are going to get into a cab.
He can tell us for Nyono. And then you guys, tick, tick.
Surprise, surprise. It's tick, tick. One of the biggest them all.
Tick, tick.
You know, this car has got this thing of...
Now I'm also starting to like expensive cars.
Dynamic, it has got dynamic. The driving mode, it's like dynamic, comfort, sport, and sport plus.
It's a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other one that makes beautiful noise.
Yes.
I put it on Sport Plus.
Sport Plus.
Because I'm the loser.
Loser with a Benz. I rather climb a shirt. Never. Okay, and then he just stood there.
Yeah, he stood there. And I did not call because I had to travel. My tired is exhausted. I cannot afford.
You can't afford what, say?
Relationships.
I cannot afford to love someone. Yeah. don't know how much pressure I must put on you, but okay. So did you ask her, like, what's up, what happened, or did you just keep quiet because you don't care, because you don't want to know, because also you're not planning on sticking for a long time? I'm just here for a good time. I'm not here for a long time. It's a bad day, not a bad life. Hey. You didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
Because I don't care.
No. It's not about the caring.
Do you care? Let's start. Yeah, do you care? What do you care about, say?
The comfort that comes with having air around you, it's above and beyond. But
what do you care about?
The baggages.
What do you care about, you say?
The comfort. That
what comfort?
Talking to her. Stop putting me into a corner.
It's not putting you into a corner. Me, I'm just, like, clearly, I'm your only true friend in your life.
I have my friends. I'm the loser, remember.
You're not a loser, my dear. They all assume everybody's a loser. People move from what they were accustomed to because that is not working. They move to somebody calm. They move to somebody gentle. Nobody wants a Vusu Vai anymore. That was for when we were children. Because you want thrill. Because your whole life is thrilling. Hey? Now you care less about thrilling. Don't you get home and you're like, ooh, 7 o'clock is very late. Super people. Are you not at that stage? But they are mere. Wait, like guys. Nobody is at that other stage anymore. And the people that are really at that other stage, they are struggling. They are struggling a lot financially. They are struggling a lot emotionally. And they are also struggling a lot physically because their bodies are also just caving in.
You see, the problem that comes with the women of today. No offense by you.
It's not really the women of today. These are old women.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Now,
they scream marriage when you talk to them, like it's the hint here and there. Everything is exhausting.
Yeah, but also
you could feel their biological clock going off by the minute.
Yeah, but who wants to date for fun?
I know, but.
Are you dating for fun?
For now.
You want to date for fun? You'll be those toppies of Ondangwa. Master Ningyage no 48 and no 50 na hokan. Take to paro problem, Master Tukea Funvik. Fatuka toporo emariku. No man, guys.
Okay.
And remember when Murunku Kazi? Shitty. But okay, but still. Anyway, do you want to date for fun? I think maybe you should just leave the whole thing and just go for therapy. Dedicate a year for therapy. To deal with the trauma you've been through.
The kids are getting on my goddamn nerve.
Ne?
Every single day.
Go to therapy. You need to heal from this. What do they want?
Does the compliance officer consider therapy?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Like, I've been sitting with the companies, like the family's compliance. Last week we were like talking and then putting things into line and stuff. I thought she can be considered as a
You're not talking everything?
Yeah, mostly you start off with personal stuff, like how was your flight?
Maybe. Okay, what is her role, compliance officer?
Just to...
Comply. I mean,
Yeah, everything else.
To make sure everything is emotion, everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
To prep, mostly to prep you when it comes to meetings and
stuff. Yeah, you guys got the old money. Yeah, no, that's old money. Compliance officer, that's old money. As we just go. That's old money because they also don't want you to go and talk things that are not in your favor.
Like, mostly you just discuss things like, from your side of the line, how does bank works in your country because you were exposed to that. Mm-hmm. And how, what do you bring to the table when we go present our products?
Mm.
To the
No, that one doesn't qualify, my dear. You need to find someone, man. Go to Shakati. Go to Shakati state. And then whoever you start with that day, you tell them that you are uncomfortable with changing and you need someone that you're going to be with for the long haul.
All right.
Yeah. You need to talk. You need to talk about abandonment. You need to talk about trauma. You need to talk about the views that you have of yourself. And then you also need to talk about, your unhealthy relationship with death. There's an unhealthy element to it.
Right.
It's just a little bit, but it's something that has the potential to cripple you. I think it's just that flight or fright mode that you have been in. You have been in survival mode. You still are in survival mode. You've been in survival mode ever since that day after the car accident, to be honest. And it most now didn't get better when your best friend also just left. So you've just been winging it. You've been trying. You've been winging it. And I think you did an exceptional job. You did an amazing job. You are a very well-polished young man.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is very much a compliment, my dear. It is like a high five. It is a high five. You are very well-polished. Right now, we have to tie up the loose ends so that you can live.
A little.
A little. Just live a little.
And if you leave it well, that little can be more than enough.
Oh, that little can be more than enough. You can go to your grave saying, Kuchawa, then danger.
No, I like to think that probably mom and dad are probably out there turning in their grave knowing, this boy did well.
No, they're not even turning. Those guys are gone. They were hovering over you like angels must to protect you and guide you. At some point, they just left you here because, like, you don't need them anymore. Like you are exactly what they wanted out of a child.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I have to love and leave you.
Oh, you're going to cry a little bit.
No. We spoke enough for today. To a certain extent,
okay.
Like while I was away, I tune in and there's nothing, there's no the frequencies was like and whatnot. I was like, okay, fine. Let me go home. You know, to a place where love and feeling good doesn't really have to cost a thing.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome, my dear.
Have a nice night.
Did you text her?
We text from time to time, but it's quiet.
It's quiet, ne?
Mm.
Because she's anxious. Why didn't you ask? But it's fine, don't.
No, actually, I told that I'll be traveling. I'll be traveling out of the country. So, yeah.
Okay.
Forever in a day.
Forever in a day. Karunga ne kuyambeke kume. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. In case you are wondering, we are talking about our things. So if you also want to talk about your things, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, today it was just a welcoming party. Mugel was, you know, on sick leave. Eh? And woo, I came back bigger, better, stronger than me. Yes, I came back bigger and better. I came back happy. I came back, I came back healed. How, guys? How? I was sick, man, guys. I was sick, man. And I even checked with my thought process, right? That I was just not thinking, I was not thinking the way I was supposed to be thinking. No, man, no. No, my thoughts were just not giving me nicely. And Kanti, those are the side effects. That is exactly what happens when you have high blood pressure. So, why do people call high blood pressure the silent killer? Like our previous caller said that high blood pressure is also called the silent killer, right? Today we're talking about your blood pressure. If you are out there and you've got high blood pressure and you are part of the unit that says things like, ah, no, as we're just going to do natural remedies, at kokotonjija. Yeah, guys. You go to bed and then you never wake up in the morning. And I don't know, man. High blood pressure, also known as hypertension, is often called the silent killer because it frequently has no noticeable symptoms, even when blood pressure is dangerously high. So basically, right, we have to start identifying what we feel like when our blood pressure is high. What do you feel like? So that you can identify, so you can try and see if you can point it somewhere. Because like me, right, there's nothing in my mind that said that, maybe matriarch, your blood pressure is high. Or maybe matriarch, you're just not feeling well. Or maybe matriarch, it's the blood. Nothing in me said that it was most probably my blood pressure. I ran to everything. I ran to mental disorder. I ran to stress, I ran to anxiety, I ran to depression, I ran to gynecologist event, I ran to get checked, you understand? But none of it was for the blood pressure. It was just for other things. And I guess that when we say that there are no noticeable symptoms, right? Maybe, just maybe, that is what they mean. Because you would never think that, oh, my blood pressure is high, you know? That's why maybe I'm not thinking right, or that's why I'm just having a headache, or that's why I have blurry vision, or that's why I'm just not feeling myself. Sometimes there's nothing that you feel, right? Sometimes you don't feel anything. Sometimes you're just going through life and you're not feeling anything, and then bam, it's a stroke, right? And we don't know, like, what happens with that. But I can tell you now, as somebody that has been, almost two years on and off with this thing, and now I'm finally like on it for life, guys. I'm on it for life. It's like my ARVs, basically. It's like, I'm on my blood pressure medication. This is me. I'm on it for life. From my perspective, I believe that it wasn't something that I thought of. It's not something that ndidengeroka tenda kusho. And now I understand that I actually have to start doing this in order for me to do better. In order for me to not die. The one thing that you must do if you have high blood pressure is try and get the machine, right? Try and get the machine. Because when you can test your blood pressure, then you can say that, okay, let me test my blood pressure. Let me see how high it is
or how low it is. Because sometimes you might be thinking that, oh, I'm feeling bad and my heart is beating. Let me just take another one of my medications, right? And this another one of your medication might make your blood too low. And with low blood pressure, there's nothing in the world. There's no pill that you can drink to bring up your blood pressure. There's nothing, I know. There's nothing that you can do to bring up your blood pressure. So when it goes dangerously low after you have taken medication, it just keeps dropping. Just keeps dropping, and that's not good. So with this one, it's really a matter of understanding and knowing exactly where you stand with your blood pressure. So have a machine, if possible. If you can't afford one, whenever you have a chance, you go to the pharmacy, you go and check it, right? And then also record it. If it is high for like a day or two and it's dangerously high, just go to the hospital. The thing with high blood pressure is that, it causes a lot of damage. So you can die, like literally you can die. And we always think that, oh, let me just take a nap or let me just rest. And then maybe that nap is your last nap. You know, never wake up from that one. I'm just not feeling okay. Let me go and take a nap. And I know that, some of these conversations are really, really scary. And I chose to speak about it because me also, guys, I'm also afraid. Eh? I'm also just, you know, winging it. But I do believe that, we at Pulling Heartstrings, we share our experiences, and this is my experience. And I think that by talking about it, I can also hear like exactly what it is. So recently I have most now a paranoia, you know, every time I feel like my right side, I'm like, is it the right side or the left side that causes a stroke? And if I have, and I'm thinking about it. I'm just choosing not to obsess about it. And I'm choosing to really just keep up with the Joneses, you know, just keep up with what I have to keep up with and go to the hospital when I need to go to the hospital and do my best, right? And I have a measuring skill where, dangerously high for me is my fingers. When my blood pressure is high, right, my fingers become somewhat swollen and my hands become somewhat hot. So what happens is I can't, my ring, my wedding ring, I cannot take it off when my blood pressure is extremely high. But when it's not extremely high, I can take it off and on. And that's how somehow I've learned to measure a little bit on how to, you know, how to navigate around the blood pressure, because he fell. And I think it's called the silent killer because many of us don't look at the symptoms. It doesn't really have symptoms, but I would say that fatigue also is also like, there are so many symptoms, but it's hard to notice because there's also so much going on and their symptoms are not like, oh no, I have blood coming out of my what, or I have this doing that. It's not the type of symptoms where it is an uncomfortable thing per se. It is more of, it is a silent discomfort. So what I would like for us to do is embark on a journey of understanding our bodies and knowing when our bodies are in distress, knowing when our bodies are not fine, knowing when we are not fine, right? And the lack of symptoms within a blood pressure, with high blood pressure, right, means many people are unaware they have hypertension until it causes serious health complications, such as a heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, or vision problems. So this is also something that I've been noticing, right? Or I've noticed that I already wear glasses, but my vision sucks, you know, and my eyes are not, they're just not, you know, they're not giving, they're giving, you know, Ethiopia. They're giving Ethiopia, man. So I was like, okay, so maybe I can relate part of these things. Not really symptoms, but part of the causes, the problems, ne? I can associate it to that because my eyes have never really truly been weak. I've always had blurry vision, but it has never been weak, but now my eyes are weak. So I'm like, okay. Here's why the blood pressure is called, the silent killer. There are no obvious signs. Most people with high blood pressure don't experience any noticeable symptoms, even when their blood pressure is significantly high. And number two, damage without warning. High blood pressure can quietly damage blood vessels and organs over time without causing any immediate pain or noticeable signs. So imagine your kidneys just being damaged the whole time because of blood pressure. Because blood pressure is most now your blood or umbizo aronda nai. So ngero aronda, that means the flow is also interrupted and the what is interrupted, right? So that's maybe what happens there. Hypertension. That means your heart is working 10 times more. And now if it's working 10 times more, it's also the one that's pushing the blood to everywhere. Maybe it's pushing too much or too little, or it's working too fast to the kidneys. And then the kidneys just, you know, damage vessels also and the organs also. But this also happens in time. So I think that as you people that have blood pressure for a long time and me that has blood pressure for a new time, I think maybe we should start getting our organs checked, you know, start getting our organs checked and start really investing in stomach things and internal things. I think many of us just look outside. We look at the skin. We look at the feet. We look at the face. We look at the external things and we think that this is it, but we also have a whole entire engine that exists within our stomachs, right? And within our bodies, actually. We have an entire engine that's within our body that we don't pay mind to. I guess it's because it's out of sight. And then the next one is dangerous consequences. Left untreated, high blood pressure can lead to severe health issues like heart attack, heart disease, strokes, kidney disease, and vision loss. So now imagine if you literally just lose your vision, like you just go blind because of your blood pressure. Like, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Because I feel like that's crazy. You know? Key points to remember. Regular blood pressure checks are crucial to detect hypertension early. Lifestyle changes like diet, exercise, and stress management can help manage and even prevent high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, follow your doctor's recommendations for treatment and management. Mm-hmm. So imagine that. Picture that, ladies and gentlemen. Picture that. So high blood pressure. High blood pressure means the force of blood pushing against artery walls is consistently elevated. So that means the pressure. Eh? High blood pressure means the force, the pressure of blood pushing. So that means there's too much pumping. There's too strong pumping. Okay, blood pressure is measured in millimeters, with two numbers, symbols. Okay, all right. Categories. Let's move on to categories. Blood pressure is categorized as normal, elevated, stage 1 hypertension, and stage 2 hypertension. Symptoms. High blood pressure is often asymptomatic, meaning it may not cause noticeable symptoms, making it a silent killer. Okay? We are talking about it, guys. Aha! Complications. If not managed, high blood pressure can lead to heart attacks, strokes, kidney, vision loss, and serious health issues. Okay, causes. What causes high blood pressure? Now we are thinking, and what causes this thing, Nana? Primary hypertension is often linked to genetics lifestyle, and age. So it could be something that you got because you were the one that's supposed to get it within the genetics, you know? Like, oh, nobody else has it. Oh, let's give it to this one. But it's not that your ancestors, they don't like you. It's not that there's just somebody that wants you to have it out there. No, it's just because it's just the dice was rolled. The dice was rolled and it is what it is. You got that one. It could be genetic, you know? If maybe one of your parents has it, or if one, both of your parents have it, or if both your grandparents have it and it skipped a generation, we never know, right? So it could be genetic. It could also be caused by the lifestyle that you're living. So what type of lifestyle are you living? And it also could be caused by your age, for example. So maybe if you're like in your late ages and then you develop this, it could also be fine. But you could also be in your early ages and have the load of people in their old ages, right? And you could also get it. Or even maybe, just maybe, your life could be stressful enough for you to actually just get it, because clearly here it's not really about this one and this one. It's like, it's not really about anybody. Secondary hypertension is caused by another medical condition or conditions. Okay, so there's primary hypertension and then there's secondary hypertension. Secondary hypertension is caused by something else. So maybe if you are like secondary hypertension would be caused by pregnancy, for example. So this is because you are pregnant, you have high blood pressure, and then this is why. But it's not like your own one. Hypertension, primary hypertension is, yeah, it's just, it could be lifestyle, genetics, age. Yeah, you never know there. Okay, management. How do we manage it again? It's lifestyle changes, diets, exercise, weight management, stress reduction. Quit smoking. Stop smoking, okay? And limiting alcohol. Guys, limiting or taking away alcohol. Limiting or taking it away altogether. Or medication can help manage high blood pressure. So that is how we are going to curb it, right? We are going to try our best to be at the best stage we could possibly be. But before that, let's take a quick breather.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle at them. The eye.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys are all doing well out there. I hope that you guys are not too afraid. You guys are not too relaxed. I hope the heartstrings are being pulled or whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, now I was thinking, okay, so which ages are more prone, to get high blood pressure? Because a person is also young, and there are a lot of us that are in this boat. High blood pressure or hypertension is a condition that becomes more common with age. While it can affect people of all ages, the risk increases significantly as people get older. This is largely due to gradual decreases in artery elasticity and fatty material built up in blood vessels. So, as our arteries elasticity becomes weaker, then, it usually becomes weaker because of age and also because of fatty material built up in the vessels. That is now when it decreases, like gradually decreases, right? Age-related increases. The risk of high blood pressure, the risk of high blood pressure increase with age with over 75% of adults over 65 experience in it. Mm-hmm. 65% of, or I mean 75% of adults that are over the age of 65 usually experience high blood pressure, but we understand it's most because of the elasticity within their blood vessels. Most now, because we are gradually growing older. And then there are gender differences, right? Before the age of 55, men are more likely to have high blood pressure than women. However, after age 65, women are more likely to develop it. So women get into the mix of things, like after 65, all of a sudden they are stressing about everything. But I don't understand what you're stressing about at the age of 65 when you're supposed to be stressing about it earlier. I don't know, but men usually have it from the ages of 55, and then I guess it's most now that radical acceptance and that drama that comes with, oh my goodness, pension, oh my goodness, I guess, right? Just eating no manona, I guess. Okay, and racially speaking, high blood pressure is more common and can develop at an earlier stage in black individuals compared to other racial groups. I guess it's because we've been segregated, we've been colonized, we've been through a lot. So I understand why we are the minority here. Apparently, black people are more prone to having high blood pressure. It's just like that. It's statistics. And then lifestyle factors. While age is a significant factor, other lifestyle choices like diet, physical activities, smoking, and alcohol consumption can also contribute to the risk of high blood pressure, according to the World Health Organization. Okay. And managing high blood pressure, regardless of age, healthy lifestyle choices, and when necessary, medication can help manage high blood pressure and reduce the risk of complications. Okay. So that's how we're going to do it. We're just going to ride with it, and we're gonna go into it, and we're not gonna get tired, and we're gonna try our level best. Almost half of adults over the age of 20 have elevated or have high blood pressure. So high blood pressure is not just for seniors. It's for everyone. It's like, I believe that every single disease in this world, né, is just for everybody, guys. Like, it's, except now the ones that are distinct, like skin conditions, like albinism. You know, you can't say it's for everyone, but everybody has a gene. Everybody has it. So why do fit people, for example, you know, get high blood pressure as well? The cause could include the following. And not that I'm a fit person, actually. I'm practicing radical acceptance with this one, because it's not like I'm like a model citizen. Eh? I was chucking up, what was I expecting? I was chucking up like 3 energy drinks a day for 3 years consecutively. Guys, that, like, how much damage does that do to the heart? Yeah. Like, so, you know, we must be gracious when we are dealt our portion, especially after you acknowledge and you know what you did. Then these are the things that you must expect. You must not live in denial. You must pass that stage of denial things, and just get to a better point. I think also with my lack of denial, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's because on the horomiti. So for me, it's not on the horomiti. So I'm okay with drinking medicine for the rest of my life. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with packing my medicine cabinet. Like, in fact, I don't even go anywhere without medication. I always have a stash. We have to pass through the pharmacy here in Windhoek. And then if we're going to the north, we pass through the pharmacy in Otjiwarongo. If we're going to the coast, we pass in the pharmacy there at Okanja. And we must always go to the pharmacy. And I must make sure I have all the types of medicines for all my children and for myself and for Habibi also. Like, it on the whole meeting. So I think that is why I'm not really struggling with it. But I do also understand that forever might be a long time. You know, to be taking a pill every day. I understand that it might be a long time, but other people do it also. So I'm not going to be the first, and nor am I going to be the last. I must just do my portion. I must just do my past. My thing, I mean. I must just do my thing and just, you know, execute and do it properly. And try not to die when I'm sleeping. Like, yeah. Because my dreams are also like, hey, my dreams are also extravagant. The other day I was caught in a frenzy and I was laughing, my friend. I was laughing and I was laughing and I was laughing. Maybe those laughing things are also going to just elevate my poor heart. Now my poor heart is just out there like, ah. You know, because we're supposed to be sleeping, but heart is just working extra overtime because imagination is running wild. Imagination is also just dreaming too much and what. I get it. I understand. But I'll try. I'll try my best. I'll try my best to live a healthy life so that we can still continue being friends. We can still continue doing our work. We can live long enough for our children and for our children's children and our children's friends also and for the people that they meet along the way. I think that when you're found with a chronic illness, right? Many people think that things are death sentences. I think that people think that things are death sentences because there is a consistency that needs to be executed and a continuity. You need to continue it and you need to be consistent with it. And that is the commitment that you must show. So many of us, we struggle with this because it is discipline and commitment that we don't have. And I'm not saying it because I have it. I'm saying it because maybe it might be one of my challenges. I have a friend of mine that has bipolar. One of my close friends, you know. And her biggest struggle was taking medication. It wasn't that the medication doesn't taste good or the medication did something or the medication what. No. It was more about when life starts lifing and life starts happening. The last thing I want to do is slow down so that I can drink my medicine, you know. And when you're good, you never ever remember that you used to be bad. And that is why when people have HIV or AIDS, they get off the medication when they are fully healthy and they are fully doing well. And then the CD4 counts and everything drops and they get an extra disease within the disease and or the virus. And it's all because it's a dropping of medication, right? So I would like to say that don't leave your medication. Drink your medication. Drink your medication, Panlandu, and live long so that you can come and diss me later. I want that. I want that for you. I want that for us. And yeah, let's try, man. Let's try. Let's try and live with the portions that God gave us, okay? Let's try and live with our existence. Let's try and do the best we can do with our life, right? That we are given because we only get one, right? And we are big. We are big and we are at turime pipi. Oturime pipiroku kanisa oferende no ku mena kwa nezimo. Otureni me pipiroku roku kaya turimoru hodi. Otureni me pipiro opera. Otureni pipi. Otureni me pipi. And it is what it is. And this is not something that you can say, yeah, but why me? Why not you? Why not you? What makes you extraordinary? There's nothing that makes you extraordinary. If human beings could understand that no one is special, absolutely no one is special because everyone is special. If everyone is special, then no one is special. because we are all individuals. If we could stop thinking that we are so extraordinary and we are so standing outish, then maybe, just maybe, we can live real lives. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a quote that says that, not a quote, there's something I heard from some smart person that says that you don't have to be the best at what you're doing. You don't have to be the alpha and the omega of what you're doing. All you have to do is do it. Do it every day. Do it with consistency and learn while you're doing it. Because time in itself gives you the masters. Time in itself gives you the mastery. Mastery. So for me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell in English, and I love you forever and a day in English. And I'm also saying bye to you guys in English. You know, sometimes you guys just need to know that I'm saying it in English, okay? Nashi cheka horek. Nemo hore.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.